Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome to your pre-Thanksgiving episode tonight of the show. We are really fortunate to have a fantastic new music sensation, Mackenzie Soul. He's going to be joining us in just a moment. He is straight away across the pond from the UK, so he's over here in California for the holidays right now, and we are going to hear his song, the Christmas song, and find out about this rising superstar's musical career in just a moment. Second half of our show, we're going to have actor, singer, director, comedian Melvin Jackson Jr. on the line, and that is another huge talent in Hollywood that we're really excited to talk to tonight. Real quick programming note, Thursday for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be doing a best of tomorrow. I'll probably get that played in the morning, so if you want to just have some nice music playing in the background, you can go and click on the episode, and you can have that playing all day long if you'd like. And then Friday morning, we're going to be doing a very special broadcast of Joseph Eid's album. We're going to be calling it the Friday Day Dance Party with Joseph Eid and his album Human. Special start time at 9 o'clock. We're actually doing it for our folks across at Chat and Spin Radio and West Star Radio and in the UK. So we'll be doing that as a special Friday episode for that format in just a few minutes. So without further ado, I want to welcome this young man to the show, Mackenzie Soul. Welcome to Rated G Radio. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule tonight.
Well, thank you for letting me come on this. It's a real exciting opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I need to let all the listeners know, Mackenzie, you are actually taking time out of going into the recording studio. You are recording tonight one of your original songs. And so for that, I want to thank you for excusing yourself to be able to be here on the show. For everybody who has not heard of you yet, and because I have a feeling in about 6 seconds you're going to blow up and you're going to be the biggest, next biggest thing in the world, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing out here in California?
Yeah, no problem. My name is Mackenzie Soul. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from the northeast of England, and I love singing, I love dancing, I love acting, I play guitar, piano, drums, and I do a little bit of card magic as well. And yeah, I write my own music as well.
You do it all. So how did you get started doing music? Is this something that your mom has helped you encourage you along the way, or did you just pick this up naturally?
Well, music came in the family for me because my mom and my dad are singers, so I just got on stage, sung a few songs, and then when I was 2 years old, it was really funny.
Well, and so when did you decide that you were going to go in and start making music yourself?
Well, I started off doing theatre arts, and then as I grew up, I got into this pop, soul, R&B singing style, and then that's how I came to this guy.
Right on. So now we're going to be playing your Christmas song at the end of our time together in just a few minutes, so I appreciate you sharing that with us. What music have you worked on in the past, and what are you working on right now?
In the past, well, as I say, I've just released Chestnuts, and this year is the song's 70th anniversary, which is really exciting. And me, I'm just working on my album, and I'm really pleased the way it's come together, and I really think it's going to be a great success.
Nice. So what kind of music are you recording right now?
Well, I'm singing R&B, hip-hop.
And so where do you find inspiration for the music that you write? Because you write your own music, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of what happens in real life. Like, for example, I have a crush on a girl, I just get a pen and paper and write it down. Then I start getting a beat and start getting something in my head. And then that's when I wrote it down. I get feelings about my music. I don't just sing. I get the feelings when I write my music as well.
When we are going to do the Christmas song for you in just a second, how did you find inspiration to do this song? Because I'll tell you, your vocals on here are off the charts. I listened to the song, then I played the music video on YouTube about a half a dozen times, and I played it right before the show tonight, and I'm like, holy cow, this kid has great pipes.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, Nat King Cole wrote the song, and my dad really loves Nat King Cole, and that was where we got the idea to do Chestnuts, because my dad loves, like, the Temptations, George Benson, them kind of singers, but I love pop singing, so it kind of gathered them together and mixed them up and kind of had a bit of R&B, hip-hop into Chestnuts, Neck and Cole.
I love it. And I love the music video that you did for this. So you're here in California. How long are you here over here in the States?
Well, I've been here for 2 years, but, I mean, I've visited home and come back, and, I mean, I'm going home for Christmas. So, I mean, it's just like I live in two places, and it's just
Oh,
like,
gotcha. Okay. So what are you going to do when you go back home for Christmas then? Anything fun?
Well, yeah, well, actually, well, all I can't wait for is the presents.
Good answer.
Kid.
No, I love it. So is there something special that you want Santa to bring you this year?
Well, have you heard of them Oculus Rift things, them, like, big virtual reality things?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to planning on a later one because they're not out yet. They're in March. So hopefully in March I'll have my Oculus Rift in my hand.
Okay, well, I'll cross my fingers for you for that. Well, while you're still here in California, are you going to be doing any concerts or performances that people can go see you at?
Yeah, I've got one coming up in Toluca Lake at the Holiday Open House, and that is at in the 5th of December at 5 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Cool. Okay, so everybody can go out to Toluca Lake and see you there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs or things that you'd like to tell your fans tonight before you head into the studio?
I want to thank somebody more than anything because she means the world to me, and she's just gone out of her way. She's done everything she can to get me here, and I'm so appreciated. My mom, Nicola, I love her so much, and I can't thank her enough.
Well, thanks, Mom. Great job, Mom. Well, Mackenzie Solt, thank you so much for being here tonight. I know our time is short. I hope to have you back on, and we play your full album when you get that completed, and we'll have you on for an exclusive. But everybody, this is Mackenzie Solt's Christmas song. If you want to check him out, I've got links for his Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud accounts on the show page. Just click and go and enjoy. And Mackenzie, thank you so very much for being here tonight, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. It's an honor, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mackenzie. Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. You tag it out, being sung. Everybody knows it's turkey and mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Wow, What a great voice and such a nice young man. Mackenzie Soul, his song, The Christmas Song, is out now, and that's his rendition. I hope you check out the music video for it, because it's one of those things that, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a different take. Visually, it's really creatively done. Just a fun, fun video. And I hope you go check him out. I think that you're going to be shocked when you see or hear his other music when the album is done next year and what that will bring to the world. So Mackenzie Soul, that's the hot young talent that you got to check out. So Melvin Jackson Jr. will be with us in the half hour. And in the meantime, one of the things I'm trying to do when we have a couple of extra minutes in the show between now and the rest of the year, and we're not going to have that many, folks, just to be honest with you, because we've got guests booked back-to-back through the 19th. The 19th will be the last show of 2015. I'm going to take the last 2 weeks off of the year to regroup and I don't want to say reinvent, but we're going to be doing some fun things in 2015 here on Rated G Radio, and it'll be getting those things in place. I'll be doing some best ofs and things like that. So if you still want to have some either Christmas music or Friday night dance parties on a Tuesday, we can do those things for you. So programming will be here, so don't worry about it. But what I want to share with you is that we've had some just tremendous musical guests in this past year. Really lucky to have just new independent artists. We've had established, well-known artists. We've had everybody in between. We've had Grammy winners to people who are just trying to make music from their heart. And I think all of them are inspiring in their own way. And one of the things that a lot of the listeners have asked for this last year is, you know, can we hear more? You know, we like it on the Friday night dance party, but then we never hear it anytime else. So just kind of filling in some blanks here, we are going to start playing some music here. I'm going to do a two-peat here of Mango Dreamers. We're going to play their songs Forever and My Paradise. It's two of their newer songs that they're currently working on an album for, but the songs are currently released. So I hope you enjoy these. Sit back and relax. And I say sit back and relax. When I need to ban those words from my mouth. I need to say get up out of your chairs and move and enjoy Forever and My Paradise. And we'll be back after these two. that's a little Mango Dreamers for you. The next artist I'm going to play was introduced to me by my friend Chip, and her name is Margot Ray. And if you haven't heard of her, she is a multi-time Billboard chart-topping artist, you know, like adult contemporary type of music, and is married to a comedian you might have heard of, Mr. Ron White, you know, from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and They Call Me Tater Salad, and, you know, all of the comedian movies and things like that that he's involved in. But Margot Ray is married to him, and I think that dynamic is hysterical and fantastic. And she graced us for about 45 minutes on the dance party, I think during the summer, and was just a spectacular guest. And we are going to be welcoming Margot back to the show on the 12th of December when we're doing what we're calling the Miles High Holiday. So we're going to have Margot back on the show talking about her chart-topping Christmas album that's currently out in the stores today. So if you like what you hear, this is a couple of her songs from the summer that were on the charts at this time. But so we're going to save the Christmas music for the 12th. Here are two songs by Margot Ray, Colors and then Habit. And again, we'll be back and bring Melvin Jackson on the line right after these. Enjoy.
I close my eyes and tell myself when I feel judged by someone else that love, love, love begins with me. I dig in deep and must reveal secrets for my heart to heal. No lies, 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 or make believe. But my stones and sticks, I pitch them away and get in the way of myself again. And then I say, I am not afraid. I know how to be brave. In the best and worst of days, my colors never fade. Bitter words can't stain, wash out or strip away. Those in a million shades of gray, my colors never fade. Unravels me in all directions, and it's hard, 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 so hard to breathe. Can't pave my road with good intentions, frightened by my own inventions. Oh, when will I believe? So brick by brick, I lay it still. Best and worst of days. I'm missing you.
Margot Ray. Again, she'll be joining us back on the Miles High Holiday Show on December 12th, playing her Christmas music, but that was her hit Habit from earlier in the year, preceded by Colors. Again, Billboard AC chart-topping single Colors. So that was really kind of fun. But without further ado, I am thrilled, honored, and privileged to have Melvin Jackson Jr. joining us here on Rated G Radio tonight. Melvin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, my. I'm worn out. You know why? I've been reading your IMDb profile all day today going, holy cow, I don't think this man sleeps.
No, you can't sleep sometimes. You got to wait till you're at a point where you want to sleep.
Yeah, I tell you what, I completely agree. I have so many questions for you. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. I may need to ask if you can come back at, you know, at some other point and talk about your show when you have that ready to launch, because there's so much I want to cover tonight. And what I want to start with is the fact that you grew up in Pakistan and Turkey for a good period of your youth. And how did that happen? That just is not something that happens to anybody.
Well, pretty much my mother, she worked for the government, so she had a chance to get an assignment overseas. So it was a blessing that I was able, you know, we all were able to go over there and experience that. And it was one of the things that kind of, you know, made me the person I am, just made me well-rounded. And I think that that's something that we all should experience, you know, just living in a different country and knowing how different cultures, you know, are. And it's just a blessing, you know.
So what were, you know, even as like a younger child over there, you must have had like a couple of takeaways where you went, okay, this was like really, really cool. I like this, or boy, I really didn't like that from each of the places. Do you have anything that stands out from your childhood like that?
Well, pretty much is that, you know, I'm a people's person, so it never was hard for me to make friends, but it's just like the friends that I made, it's like we share a bond that is different, that's a story that only we know about because we're there. So
yeah.
We had a reunion recently, and it was just like, it was almost like we never have been away from each other. It was just like we came back to where we were as kids, and just it was just a great thing to just reunite with those friends from overseas, and we all just had a great time. And it's just, so, you know, we just talked about old times and things we did, you know, pranks we played, and just, it was just freedom. We had so much freedom over there. As a child, like we would just get in the taxi and go to the mall. Like it was just, it was so different over there. And I just, you know, I'm just like, wow, I want to go back over there just to visit, because it's just a great experience to live in a different country and to see, you know, poverty at a different, you know, mindset that you normally don't see, that, you know, when you see people, you know, drinking from the same water that they're taking a bath in and cleaning their clothes. It's just you become very privileged. Like, oh my God, I'm really blessed to have what I have. And so, you know, you become very thankful.
So when you got together with all of your friends, were they surprised to see that you've gone off in this direction? Or did they already know that you were such a talented, funny, dynamic character when you were a young kid?
Well, the thing was is that we kept in contact, so if you know, pretty much through Facebook and everything. So
okay.
Thank God for Facebook. So we stay in contact with each other, and I was in talent shows back, you know, over there. So they kind of knew that I was in, you know, what I was going to be doing. So people just saw me progressing, and they're like, okay. So now, you know, when people in high school, they was like, you always said you want to do this, you want to do that. And now to see me do it, it's like, wow, okay, this guy was really serious about it, you know. Because some people say things, and, you know, people laugh about it. Ah, okay, everybody, yeah, of course, you're going to Hollywood, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
when
they see
me do it, it's like, wow, like he really did it. So, you know, it's one of those things.
So when did you start, if I'm reading the timeline correct, it looks like things started to pick up for you when you're about 11, 12, 13, something like that. What did you decide that you wanted to do first? Because you are a man that wears many hats in this crazy business.
Well, when I was overseas, I was in talent shows and everything. I was in a band. So, you know, I did the whole dancing, me and my buddy danced. Like, I was kind of like the MC Hammer. He was a Vanilla Ice, and we just did talent shows, stuff like that. And it wasn't until pretty much my senior year, my first year in college, where I started doing managing artists and getting into the music, because I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew it was something I loved to entertain, I loved to dance, so I didn't really know what exactly I wanted to do. But I know when I left high school, I wanted to be a lawyer. That was my thing. I wanted to be a lawyer, and that's what I was going to school for. And then everything changed, and it was like entertainment became a part of me, and I'm like, okay, I need to be in entertainment. And, you know, everything just started to progress, and went from, you know, managing artists to now being in front of the camera doing modeling and acting, and it's like, wow, okay, I got bit by the bug, and here it is. It's like 12 years, you know, I've been doing it for 12 years, and it's like, man, like, it gets no better than this.
So you're also the head of a company that you have founded. Can you talk about your Urban Vision Entertainment and what you do with that?
Well, pretty much Urban Vision Entertainment is my creation to where, you know, when I first started the company, I wanted it to stand for something, you know, instead of integrity and be able to help people. I wanted to build something that just, it wasn't just mine, but it can be, you know, a community, it can be other people that that came from different parts of you know, walks of life and just wanted something more for themselves. And what I just try to do is put out good projects, put a product to where people can be like, okay, I can relate to this, or I can understand this, and not just put out just anything and just say that, okay, this is Urban Vision Entertainment. Like, no, it has to stand for something. So before I started with the music part of it, I wanted to kind of, you know, have concerts for the community and give back and just do a lot of things in my community, you know, from D.C. So I always just wanted to kind of, you know, give back to my community. And that was a big reason for wanting to start my company, because I think that, you know, as a young man, I was 18, 19, you know, to have your own company, I think that was a blessing. And, you know, then I had to kind of like just pretty much was one man show in a sense. So
sure,
I want to get to the point to where I can be like an Overbrook Entertainment, like with Will Smith and, you know, all those other companies that like Jerry Bruckheimer's company. I want to be one of, you know, like those, but I have to crawl before I walk. So it's a process.
I love that. So when you – okay, so I see your full line of credits that you have done as an actor, ranging from, you know, the Everybody Hates Chris series to House Arrest. You've done all kinds of TV and film. Can you talk about some of – maybe one or two of the highlights that you've had as an actor? And then I want to spend a couple of minutes on how you ended up going from an actor to a writer, a director, and a producer, because those are completely – I mean, such – different hats, but and takes so much more responsibility.
Well, the two biggest highlights as far as acting has been doing the HBO's The Wire, which is a great, you know, great phenomenal show that I was able to be a part of, and pretty much has launched my career to where, you know, I'm able to do certain things I am now, and then it went from there to Everybody Hates Chris. So it's gone from one award-winning show to another, you know, working with Chris Rock and just a great cast over there, and it's just was amazing, you know, and the stuff, you know, the shows are still on today, so it's one of those things. I love TV because no matter how long it's been since you've done something, it'll continue to show and show and show. Movies the same way, but it's like you get to see it on a daily basis, so you can see it on different networks. So it's just a blessing to be able to do stuff, and people constantly get to see it, and then, oh, I didn't know you was on that show. I didn't know you was on this show. And it's just one of those things that you get the opportunity to meet great people. And, you know, I had people calling me to get on The Wire, like, you know, Snoop Dogg and just different people. And I'm like, this is not
sure.
my show. But they were getting in contact with me to be a part of it. I'm like, hey, if it was my show, you'd be on it. But it was just, you know, it was just an honor to be a part of the great cast, and we're like family. And it's a historic show, you know, show, and I think that it's going to live on for, you know, years to come.
Now, you just posted something a little bit earlier today about your show Blood Brothers.
Yes.
What is that about, and where can people find this?
Well, Blood Brothers is kind of, I would say, it's like the new Image of The Wire. Like, I can say that because I worked on that show, and this show has the same feel of that and the same vibe with the cast. Like, we're all family. And I just think that my character is different than anyone ever seen my character. My character is dark. He's ruthless. And the show is a crime drama about two brothers. One is going to college, and the other one's a big-time drug dealer. And the other brother ended up, you know, working for his brother because his mom gets sick. And so he has to pretend like he's working another job, you know, some other job, you know, not telling his mom that he's actually working with his brother to help pay for her medical bills. So he's not really cut out for that lifestyle, but he putting on that hat in order to take care of his mother. And then I'm like his right-hand man. So anything that happens, I look out for him. I take care of him. You know, anybody needs to get taken care of, I'm the guy that does. I'm like the hitman of the squad.
there you go.
Right. So we're gonna debut the trailer. The new trailer is going to be out tomorrow, and then the first episode is going to drop December 18th.
And where do people catch the episode?
Well, it's going to be online. We're going to definitely make a big premiere notice about it. But I don't want to say it's a web series because I feel like it's more. It's a cinematic situation to where it looks like a film. It should be on TV. So I'm going to say it's a TV show that just happens to be on the web.
Cool.
So when you see it, you'll definitely get what I'm talking about. And everyone's just, you know, been raving about it, and we just showed in France, we showing in Italy, so we're worldwide now, so people know about the show, and it's just growing, and it's just a blessing to be a part of this type of show that people are growing to love, and I'm like, wow, like I want to see more. So
well, Okay, so we have to check out Blood Brothers. Now, if you're in the L.A. area, though, you are starring in a play called Love Soul Deep that looks like it has the cast. Every single person on there is absolutely beautiful. So it's like, I don't know how they did the casting for it, but it's like all the men and women are just absolutely gorgeous. So what is Love Soul Deep about? Now, have you done stage production before, or is this your first time on?
This is actually my first time. So it's the honor and a blessing. My first time, and I get to work with a good friend of mine. No, I'm not nervous, because I mean, comedy is kind of, you know, took that nervousness away. So it's just the same thing, you know. So I've been, you know, blessed to be a part of this great project that my friend Patricia Cuffy Jones has written, and I've known her for years, and I've loved her work. So it's just a blessing to be able to be a part of this play, but not only be a part of it, but also play two characters. So in two separate weeks, I play a different character. One character I play is Ronnie E, which is. You'll see him the opening week of the 6th and the 7th at Jet Studios. And, you know, I play Ronnie E., and he's a, you know, smooth guy. He works for Uber, and he's just one of the girls, one of the guys that she happens to be with. And then there's another guy I play, Cap Brown, who's actually the same character woman, but the same characters. I'll get to play her boyfriend. So I'm playing the same character. I'm saying the same character's boyfriend twice, but for two different actresses. So it's interesting. It's one of those.
That's fun.
Twists.
Okay. And again, that's going to be, it looks like Saturday, December 6th and the 13th, and Sunday, December 7th and the 14th at Jet Studios, 5126 Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood. So if you want more information on that, go to pcuffyjones.com. And you can get tickets there. I think the tickets are around $25. So, okay, you are now working on your own sitcom that you are a writer and producer on. How in the world did you decide that you wanted to jump in the pond with that?
Well, I've always kind of wanted my own sitcom. Like, I was working on this one show, and I was writing for, and I was on a sitcom, but, you know, it didn't work out. So it showed me that I can run my own show. So I have, I wrote a TV drama, and I wrote the sitcom that pretty much is pretty much a mirror of my life that I've, you know, things that I went through being single after being married, you know, for 10 years. And so I just stuff that I talk about in my stand-up, I said, why not turn into a show? So I came up with this title, This Is My Life, So Why Are You Laughing? Because this is my life, and it's like, why are you, you know, it's funny, mm-hmm. but it's like, why, you know, so it's one of those things, this is my life, so why are you laughing? And it just became one of those things where, the first, you know, I started writing, and, you know, stuff I was talking about in my stand-up, far as, you know, not, I don't think it's a good idea to go get a massage after having a burrito or a taco. It's just not the smartest thing to do. and then what happens when you go on a date with the woman you meet on Instagram, and she orders steak, lobster, and all these desserts on the first date. So it's just certain things that I've used in my life that I've, you know, in this dating process, and just made fun of it. And it's just like I play myself, so it's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm and I would say The Real Husbands of Hollywood. So it's awesome. People would definitely love this project.
So who's starring in the sitcom with you? You've got a whole cast of characters that are just incredibly talented.
Yes, I have Brandon Fobbs, who was on The Wire with me. I have Brandon Lawkins, who was also on The Wire as well. I have some new upcoming actors and actresses, Ciandra Taylor. I have Esquire Duke. I have Jessica Quintero. I have the list goes on. I have Kevin Yee. I have J.E. Lane, Cisco Reyes, who was in been in a bunch of stuff, but just a great. And a lot of these people are my friends. All of them are my friends. So that was a good thing where I'm able to work with a talented group of people. And then I have Willie Mack, who's also, like, you know, my partner in crime, and, you know, we produce and direct projects together. And, you know, it's just great when you can bring great people together and they're your friends. And it's just, we just have so much fun on set. It was just like, oh my God, it wasn't work. It was fun. It was just fun. And the only thing that was my biggest thing was just, like, doing everything, because, you know, not only being a writer and producer and co-director and an actor, you got to know your lines. So not only am I going and looking for locations, scouting locations, I got to make sure I'm on point with my lines. So it was a lot, but I'm just glad that I was able to do it. But I just said, moving forward, I don't want to do all that anymore. I don't want to put everything on myself.
So how many episodes in the show did you film?
Well, I when I wrote it, it was 3 episodes, but it's going to, if I decide, if it comes out, you know, on the web, it'll be 5 episodes total. But the way I have it, when I pitch it to networks, is it's going to be a 30-minute pilot presentation. It's going to be a 30-minute pilot. So especially when I do the screenings, it should be shown as like a 30-minute sitcom. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback so far. Just off the pictures alone. So they haven't seen the trailer or nothing, but people are excited to see it. And then I think that it definitely, which shouldn't be a reason why I shouldn't get picked up. It's just not just because it's my show, but just because I think it's straight
good
humor.
Show.
You know, everyone is just bringing it. Everyone's just bringing their A game, and it's just like I'm just amazed, because it's just like, you know, when you write something and when it comes together and you're like, wow, like I did this, like I wrote this, and it's like people are reading my lines, and you know, everyone's bringing different elements to it and they're adding it, and I'm comfortable with people adding to it. You know, I don't have to say, well, you stick to what I wrote and that's it. I'm like, no, bring more to it than, you know, and that's a beautiful thing when you trust your actors to bring more elements to it, to the character, and more elements to the show. And I'm just thankful just to have the opportunity.
So do you think that the group of people that you're working on now, because you'd mentioned several people from The Wire, do you think that you're going to be cultivating this kind of like rambling troupe of actors that are, if I could even equate it to like American Horror Story, you know, how you have the same actors every season, but they play different roles, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe we have Melvin again this year, and this time he's doing this. Do you think you'll, you know, kind of carry the same family of friends with you to different projects just because they are so easy to work with?
Most definitely, most definitely. I have a group of people that I call my team. I call them team. We're team success, and you know, we have group of actors, writers, producers, directors, stylists, just different people from walks of life. And I just like to bring people, talented people together, and let's work together. You know, because there's people that will contact me all the time. Hey, I want to audition for your thing. I want to, and that's cool. But I first want to take care of my family first. I want to make sure that my family eats before I start reaching out to outside people, which I will do. I'm always looking for new talent. But it's just a blessing to when you can help people with inside your circle.
Can I put you on the spot for just a second? Because you posted something yesterday, the day before, that I was saying I almost am glad I don't need to wear the pants, but I almost peed my pants laughing. You had a post about somebody trying to ask you about getting a job, but they were like, oh, go check me out and that type of thing.
Right.
How do people, I mean, can you, number one, explain that, but how do people approach you now that you know, kind of have a star appeal about your name and you've done so much in such a short period of time?
Well, people are always, you know, kind of approaching me to be a part of the projects they see I'm doing. I see that I'm constantly grinding and moving, and it's good to when people, you know, feel like you're doing something that they want to be a part of, and that's cool. But what I tell people sometimes too is that I'll help a person as much as I can, but I'm still not at the position that I want to be, where I can call the shot, to where I can say, hey, I want this actor to be a part of this, and it's done, because it's still on a lower level to where I want to when I get to like networks and studios. That's the position where I want to have, to where it's like it really makes a difference for me to help somebody, because I want them to help themselves too, but they have to, you know, everyone has to prove themselves. And the way I cast is very different than other people. Like if you have a demo reel or something, I'll cast you off of that. Or if it's just something when I'm talking to you and I'm around you and I just get a vibe, I'll give you a chance without having to audition. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, I need people to audition because I don't know how they're going to perceive something, but I'll give you a part to see how you do that with that part, and if you do well with that, then I can give you something even better and deeper. So I just believe in, you know, giving people a chance. You know, if you really want to do it, I say, why do you want to do it? Because everyone starts to say, I want to be an actor just because it looks like it's fun. Like,
it looks fun.
People take this very serious. And, you know, I've been doing
this hard work.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, and you really have to love it first before just being about the money or thinking, oh, I want to just be famous. Like, no, you have to have the passion for it, and that's what I have.
Absolutely.
I have the passion for the business.
Hey, would you mind taking a listener call? I always leave the listener lines open if they want to call in and ask the guest a question, and I would love if you would take a question right now.
Sure.
I don't even, I say I don't, I kind of know who it is, but I don't even know who it is. So welcome to the show, caller. You are live with Melvin.
Hey, Melvin. This is Kenneth Downey at Downey's Desserts. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. Hey, Garrett, how you doing?
Well, you know, Ken, I'm crazy. So it's just, you know, I'm thrilled to be here with Melvin tonight. What a treat this is.
Oh, absolutely. When I heard this, I got to call in and talk to Melvin. Melvin, my wife and I are very impressed with what you've been up to. We were very happy to get you into TMI with the Second City Comedy Club where you could do your skit there. We're really happy to get you in there. We're really looking at what you're doing now. You got something coming up here. You got some the Blood Brothers will come up December 18th, I believe.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And you also have the other one. This is My Life, So Why Are You Laughing? Tell us a little bit about that. I've been following you on Facebook, what you've been doing. Go ahead.
Ken, we actually, and God bless you, Ken, for calling in tonight. We actually just covered that about 10 minutes ago. So, Melvin,
sorry,
do you want to? No, don't. Well, you're out delivering Downey's desserts all the time. I mean, cause the demand is crazy. Melvin, is there anything maybe new or special that you might be able to kind of clue Ken in with real quick?
Well, pretty much, hopefully I'll have a trailer available within the next week or so. And then I'm going to plan on having a big screening, industry screening for it, so that I can let the people see it and some industry folks see it and get feedback and just go from there. And then we go to the next step. So I'm looking to maybe do that hopefully this December. If not December, then definitely January after the new year. But it's definitely big things in store for that. And I'm definitely, want to start a tour, my comedy tour, to promote that as well. So I have a comedy tour with the same name that I want to, eventually start doing and promoting the show. So it's, two in one. You get the comedy show and you get the actual sitcom. And in the sitcom, you'll see some of my stand-up, because I kind of wanted to have, that Seinfeld, how Seinfeld did in the beginning of his show.
Yep.
So
Very cool.
I'm going to have little clips of, my stand-up, like maybe two or three, not to overdo it, but just, two or three, so people see, me, just not as an actor, but see the comedian side of what I do as well. So it's definitely going to be a great great show that is going to love. So
awesome.
I'm watching footage and just, cracking up. It's just hilarious.
Hey,
so
Ken, I'm
going to
wish you and your lovely wife, Angela, a fantastic Thanksgiving. Do you have any big plans for tomorrow?
Oh, we have things going on, but, Thursday, Thanksgiving, we're going to lay low, but we have to bake for deliveries on Friday.
Cool.
Yes.
Right on.
We have things going on, yes.
Well, everybody go out and buy Downey's Desserts if you're in Southern California, downeysdesserts.com. Okay, Ken, there's my shameless plug for you for tonight. So go have a great night, and I sure appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Hey, thank you, Melvin. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
There
okay,
we go.
You too.
So, Melvin, we're getting ready to kind of wrap up the show tonight. Are there, because you have worn so many hats and have done so many things, do you have advice for anybody who is either a starting performer, somebody who's an old dog who might want to reinvent themselves, or just somebody who just might need a word of encouragement or wisdom from somebody like you tonight?
I say be your number one believer. Believe in yourself first before others can believe in you. Just don't take no for an answer. If you really want to do something and you have the talent, put in the work. Put in the work and just keep working at it and keep working at it, and they'll do fine. I believe that when I first started out, people, laughed at me when I had all these different hats that I'm wearing. But I feel like I have to do multiple things in order to find out what I'm great at. And when you're great at multiple things, that's a blessing to be a writer, director, producer, comedian. I want to have them all be equally the same. I feel like acting is my biggest strength, of course, but also being a businessman is just as well as, my strength. And now comedy is coming up there and is being just as strong. So it's just it was just a blessing for my first project that I wrote to be able to put it in the hands of, it got in the hands of 50 Cent, to where he contacted me. Well, I was actually at a video shoot, and one of his partners, Tony Ayo, call me and say, hey, 50 Cent wants you to come to his trailer. So to sit there and talk to him, and he's like, hey, did you write this? I'm like, yes. And that's when he was doing Get Rich or Die Trying. So just my first script to get in the hands of him, that was a blessing. So that made me want to write even more. So when I started becoming good at writing, I just was like, okay, this is something I want to do, but it's still not my passion. But it's something I'll do because if it's a story in my head, then I'll write it down on paper so that it's out there. But it's just great when you're able to do something and people love what you do. I'm just honored and blessed just to have the opportunities I have been able to have and for people to invest in my projects and say, hey, I believe in you. Let's go ahead and shoot your project. I give you freedom to do whatever you need to do. And that's a blessing to where people just trust you to do what you do and you come back with dynamite material.
Absolutely. And where can people find you on the social media?
Facebook is Melvin Jackson Jr. Twitter is Melvin Jackson Jr. Everything's Melvin Jackson Jr. Then I have my website, melvinjacksonjr.com. And, yeah, just make sure people go out and support the calendar. I have a calendar, 2015 calendar, to my website. You can go to the website and go to shop and buy the calendar if you want.
That's a hot calendar, ladies. So if or guys, we're not casting any stones here, but, if you want to have a nice Christmas gift, go buy like 20 calendars and give them out as gifts. Would that be okay, Melvin?
There you go. That would be fine.
Okay, you'd be okay with that. Okay.
I'd be okay with that.
I just need to thank you. Thank you so very much. I hope to shake your hand very soon. I want to hear offline. I want to hear more about all the stuff that you're working on, and including what you did with TMI, because I go up to TMI not as often as I can, but I'm up there at least once or twice a month to see the show live. Love what they do. So
great.
I'd love to hear your experience.
I love it. I can't wait to they posted it so I can spread it out, because I had a phenomenal time, doing that show, and it challenged me as an actor, and it got me ready for, if I did a Saturday Night Live, It really got me ready for the play, So it's just something that I needed to do, and I'm glad that I did it, because it challenged me. Because I was like, man, I gotta remember all these characters, I gotta have different voices for them. But it challenged me, and I'm glad it. I was like, I did it. I did it. So
I'm through. Any last shout outs to anybody before I let you go?
I want to definitely thank my publicist, Tanya Comerchet. She's amazing, that's my team, my agents, and just everyone that's just been down, just supporting me, Ken and his wife, and I'm just thankful for you for having me on the show, and, just everyone that's just been supportive to everything that I've been doing and just encouraging me to keep going forward, because I couldn't do it without the support of my peers, and thanking my mom, she's such an amazing woman. And, I'm thankful for just everything that's happening. This is definitely my season. 2015 is going to be crazy.
You're going to be the
man.
I'm getting ready. And I forgot to ask you, what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Thanksgiving, I'm going to be out with the family and some friends and just enjoying, what I'm thankful for. And that's being able to see another day and just being around great people.
Do you have a particular dish that is your signature that I've got to have it?
Yes, it's sweet potato casserole. I make that. It's amazing. I also make a sweet potato. I also make a pecan cream cheese pie.
Melvin, you're killing me. Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, Melvin, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much for being here tonight.
Do the same.
Much success with all your projects, and I can't wait to see you soon, okay?
Thank you. You take care.
Thanks, Melvin. Everybody, we're going to end on Mackenzie Soul's Christmas song one more time. And if you have a chance to go out and purchase that or see him on YouTube, go do that. Wow, what a great treat to have Melvin Jackson Jr. on the show. I hope you see his programs, Blood Brothers. I hope you get to see his new sitcom. Go see him on tour. All the things that you should do to support the guests here on Rated G Radio. We'll have a best of again tomorrow on Thanksgiving, so tune in. I'll have it playing in the morning so you can play it anytime you'd like. But Friday again, 9 a.m., we're doing a special show for our UK channels, West Star Radio Network and Chat and Spin Radio. So, again, we're going to be live in the UK with Joseph Eid for his album Human. We're bringing him back on for hour one, and hour two will be listener requests. So if you've got something you want to play while you're out doing Christmas shopping, you can call in, or you can be on the Blog Talk chat room, or send me a Facebook private message, and I will play your songs. But this is Mackenzie Soul's Christmas song. Have a great night. Don't drive distracted, and we'll see you on Friday live.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.